It was at my friend's. So I'm doing some research right now on eczema and vitamin E. So if you have eczema, you may want to watch this video. And this is not medical advice. I'm not a doctor, I'm just an independent health researcher. And I'm doing this because in my Patreon health guides, there's a link to them below. I go into really deep detail into specific health conditions and what you can do for them. And so in this particular condition, eczema, there's literally dozens of different things that I talk about, but this video is just going to be about one of those things because I found these really interesting studies that I thought you should know about. And let me share my screen so you guys can take a look at them. And I think that you may be interested because this is a relatively easy thing to do. And this is a study on vitamin E. It says here, vitamin E and atopic dermatitis. It says here, oxidative stress and inflammation are some of the proposed mechanisms involved in the pathogenesis of atopic dermatitis. And this article is from the mid or the early 1990s. And it talks about the body's inability to break down histamine. And as a result of the DAO enzyme not working properly because there's a lack of bioavailable copper and vitamin C and things like that. But in the conclusion, it was really interesting because vitamin E is an incredibly powerful antioxidant. And it says here, and as such, vitamin E holds promise as an adjunctive treatment for AD and other skin disorders stemming from oxidative stress and inflammation. So something to consider, right, guys? And here's another article or a study of 96 subjects. And this one is doing 400 IUs of vitamin E per day. And it says here, the conclusion, the correlation between vitamin E intake, IgE levels, and the clinical manifestations of atopic dermatitis indicates that vitamin E could be an excellent therapeutic tool for basically eczema. And really, really interesting study. And this study here is, I think, of 70 people. And this is another study of 70 different people on vitamin E. And it says here that vitamin E can improve symptoms and the quality of life in patients with AD, as vitamin E has no side effects with a dosage of 400 IUs per day, and it can be recommended for the treatment. But your doctor probably doesn't realize this, right? Or even talk about it. And this was a smaller study here with a product that contained vitamin E, like it says here. And this was a transdermal product that people would put on their skin. But even this one says, the results suggest that the usefulness of an emollient treatment for mild and moderate AD. And so this is really, really interesting, guys. And again, this is not medical advice. There's a link to the vitamin E that I use down below. And I'm not saying it cures anything or does anything to the body. It might make you healthier. For legal reasons, I can't say that. I'm not a doctor. Always work with your doctor. But these are just a couple of the highlights that I have in the Patreon health guides that I have down below. So if you guys want to join that, you can and get access. We're going to be launching in December or of 2022 or January of 2022. So I hope that helped. Get some vitamin E, join us on Patreon, and we'll catch you guys on the next video.